Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network, where women stay connected with your host, Nicole.
And Karishma, right here on the Love Zone USA. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Love Zone USA. This is your host, Karishma. Happy Monday, everyone. So glad to be here with you. Today is such an exciting show. We are going to have Uncut on. He is an amazing artist. So talented. Many of you will probably recognize from the famous Protect Your Heart art that is all over, coast to coast, even heading global. So it's going to be really great to chat with him about his art. But we are so glad to have you on. My lovely co-host, Nicole, is out of town enjoying some little long weekend time. But if you have been following me, you will know that Nicole has inspired me so much to start this green smoothie challenge that she has been doing. And I started last week, and it is phenomenal. I have been mixing it up, drinking that green drink every single morning, and I will tell you that I've been getting compliments constantly. So if you haven't done it already, make sure you follow Nicole on Instagram. She shares it like every day, and I'm going to miss her today, but happy to be here with all of you. Make sure if you have any questions that you give us a call. You can reach us at 347-539-5729, and you can also follow us on Instagram at the _girlfriend_network. So be sure to tune in as we are having such an exciting show. Really, really excited. Art is something that I'm always so fascinated with because I am not very creative other than the fact that I can use my voice to talk to all of you. I wish I was. I'm so inspired by artists that just have these magical talents, and it's phenomenal. And, you know, here on the show, we always interview such a variety of people, actors, coaches, you know, everything. And so it's really great to have such an amazing artist that I am inspired by on. It's going to be so much fun. And yeah, so make sure you are following us, make sure you are listening to us, and make sure that you're tuning in. So we are going to go into a fun little promo, and then we will be right back on the Girlfriend Network with our special guest, Uncut.
Drop top Porsche, Rolly on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Boss up and I change the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Huh. Work from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno Sands, tell me while I do my money dance. Like, hey. Flexing on the gram like, hey. Hit that little John, okay. Oh yeah, we dripping the finesse and getting paid.
Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long. Forever. So tonight I'm gonna show you all. When I walk with you,
USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn. And learn.
To the girlfriend, hello and welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. You are listening to me, Karishma, right here on the Love Zone USA. I'm again so excited for listeners just tuning in. You are never too late. We are going to be chatting with famous artist Uncut. He's going to be on and we're going to chat. Many of you may know him from the Protect Your Heart stenciling that you've seen all over. It has gone global and it's going to be really great just to talk to him about amazing art and everything wonderful like that. Make sure you are following us at the_girlfriend_network on Instagram and make sure that you are calling us and letting us know just any comments, questions, anything that you'd like to chat with us about at 347-539-5729. Again, the number to give us a call is 347-539-5729. Uncut. His art has also been on the show She's Gotta Have It, which is the Spike Lee show that is on Netflix. Make sure you catch it. It is so good. And there are two episodes where his artwork is featured. So that's what's really, really awesome. So, yeah. So, anyway, back to this wonderful Monday. I mean, has everyone been enjoying this gorgeous, beautiful, summery weather that we're finally in? It was supposed to rain today here in New York City, and it did not, which is why I'm so happy. So we're going to do a quick wellness tip of the week from me. So it's really just about making sure you take care of yourself. So with wellness, it's not just about eating healthy and exercising and all this other stuff, but really just also taking time to rest and enjoy. My birthday is in a month, so sometimes I feel like life is just passing me by, and I'm like, where did all this time go? So just being sure to take the time for some wonderful TLC, especially in this weather. So today, even though it's going to rain, I went and got my hair done. So my hair's looking pretty fly. Maybe I'll share with y'all on the gram later. So yeah, just making sure that you take care of yourself and have fun, and you know, hey, go out there, go explore, go see what's going on in the art scene. Just, you have to go check it out, be one with your community. So making sure that you just are enjoying and taking care of yourself. And yeah, so really, honestly, if there's anything that you want to talk about, listeners, make sure that you contact us, because we would love to talk about topics that you care about, topics that you want to know about, and then we can have special guests that kind of cater to that as well. So it's really great to just be involved, because we love you. You know, like, I'm so excited also to interview Uncut, because he is very about being anonymous. I cannot talk today. Being anonymous, so because he's a street artist, you'll find in his interviews, he always covers his face. So luckily, that's why radio is so wonderful, because you can just chat away, and no one can really recognize by the voice, hopefully. So just being sure to have that in there, make sure you go check him out. His Instagram is phenomenal. It is wonderful. So you can find him at Uncaso, like Picasso, but Uncaso is his Instagram handle, so you can check it out. Let us know what your favorite artwork is, and make sure you let us know. We are going to go into our next song, and then we'll be right back on the Girlfriend Network.
I want a big house with a fence on it. I want a big Benz with a tents on it. I want some privacy. Yeah, I want some privacy. I think I need a private home, cause I feel like they watching me. Feel like they watching me, tell them get off of me. I spit the truth like I be spitting prophecies. I see the future, that's why I maneuver the way that I do, cause I see how they moving. These niggas can't sleep on their own blood and flesh, but with you in the struggle, expect nothing less. It's the art of survival out here in the jungle. With you at the top, they don't want to become you. No, I'm not lying, I'm more like a nigga. King Kong with the 808 bass. Since everybody all on my banana, can I please ask you, how does it taste? No need to be friendly once you got them Benjis. To keep it a honey, that's when they all envy. To keep it a banner like my middle heavy. The weight do not matter, my aim always steady. Really gon' snap, I just hope that y'all ready. Been getting money since Eddie and Eddie. I've been chasing the bread for like ages. That is the reason a nigga can say this. Love my dead president, especially Benjamin. That nigga told me that I don't need any friends. These niggas 50-50, there's so many men that really bitch me. With the estrogen, nigga is sick. My fame is evident, they getting mad. I just proceed to flex on them, getting it off my chest like I'm best pressing them. I am a different breed, not like the rest of them. Ooh, how they can handle the truth. 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 They can handle the truth. They can handle my troops like I'm through with an army and all them. Go shoot, got fatigue on the pants, ATGs on the boots. I promise you go dunk when you see what's inside my Canadian goose. I've been dealing with these people's false personas. The fake make me piss like a full coronas. I can't do pretending, that's just too pretentious. Don't got time to give to these fake ass fashions. Please don't think that I don't know what's going on. Beat the moves you make, then put it in my song. I'm a high die in my metaphor, but when you hear my shit, you know who it's for.
I want a big house with the fence on it. I want a big Benz with the tents on it. I want some privacy. Yeah, I want some privacy. I think I need a private home, cause I feel like they watching me. Big house with the fence on it. I want a big Benz with the tents on it. I want some privacy. Yeah, I want some privacy. I think I need a private home, cause I feel like they watching me.
don't know who motherfucking representing it here tonight. Hold on, hold on.
How can I explain myself? Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I been peeping what you bringin' to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life. Without a follow, without a mention. You really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand. You got a 100 bands, you got a baby Benz. You got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense. You already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. Post all down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Time for the last month. Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make the ass jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit the motherfucking angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
These hoes, your boy, I'm a.
Watch the breakdown.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Charlie Wilson, and you're listening to
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. This is me, Karishma. You can find me on I think sometimes Mondays I just lose my mind, so call me, keep me company. But so what was I going to say? Karishma, that is me. I'm your host today. See, I'm feeling super lost because Nicole is not here. She's enjoying her long weekend, and I miss her tons, and she knows it. And that is part of the reason why I did the green smoothie, you guys, just so I could always be super close to Nicole because I love her, and she's my favorite. So we are also talking about just fun things. Uncut the artist, how talented he is, and how he was also in She's Gotta Have It. If anyone watched that, it is a hit show on Netflix. It was based off the Spike Lee movie, and it's about a woman named Nola Darling and her life and how she's dating three different men at the same time. Now, you know, here on The Love Zone, we've always talked about just a variety of things that always happen in dating and love and everything that kind of goes along with it. And we have had a lot of different topics. Let me know what your thoughts are when discussing dating, kind of dating multiple people at the same time. It tends to happen, especially here in the city, or I would feel like in LA, where, you know, that's just kind of a part of life, and it's a way of things happening, because it's hard to meet people. I was just talking to a friend about how dating in the city is so difficult. It's not easy to meet people organically because everything is just based off an app or, you know, the old days when you would watch like the classic romantic comedy, which messed up our ways of how to find love, where you would just be out, someone would approach you, it would automatically become a meet cute. But now, more than often, someone approaches you, you're kind of like, why are you talking to me? And you always think something like something's got to be wrong in this situation. If he's, you know, not your type, you're automatically not interested. If he is your type, you're like, something has to be wrong because who just approaches a stranger like this? But in all fairness, that's how people used to meet back in the day. And then we've gone into this way of, you know, meeting people online and just, it just became kind of weird. And now it's really hard, which is why you'll always hear me talk about on the show my perpetual singledom, just waiting for the perfect Prince Charming. But also, I do not want to be like a Law & Order SVU episode because, I'm sorry, Mariska Hargitay, I love you, and you scared me to death. So anyway, enough about that. So let me know if any of you have any tips. Make sure you reach out to us on our Instagram or call us, because I would love to know your dating tips and what your dating life is like. That's really kind of what I want to know. We're going to go into our next song, and then we'll be right back on the Girlfriend Network. Actually, sorry about that, everyone. Technical difficulties. This is me, Krishma, on the Girlfriend Network, and we have the lovely, wonderful, amazing, talented artist, Uncut. He is on the air. Hi. Hello. Welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you guys going?
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. Thank you so much for being on with us. I'm really excited to have you here.
Oh, man, I'm sorry it took so long to get on here with you guys, but I'm excited to be on here with you guys as well.
Oh, no, not at all. Hey, you're on, and that's all that matters, and we are so excited to chat with you. I know our audience is really excited. I'm personally really excited. But just first, before we begin, if you can just let the audience know where to find you, give them all your socials, that way they can follow you and be sure to keep up with your work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My social media, all of it is Uncut Art. That's UncutArt. And, of course, Protect Your Heart, and that's Protect Yo with a Y-O heart. And, you know, that's all my social medias.
Wonderful. So, welcome. Should I just call you, like, Uncut? Like, is that comfortable?
Yes, Uncut is cool.
Wonderful. Well, so, anyway, I'm really excited to have you on, and I was, you know, you're really good friends with our producer, Denise, and I was chatting with her, and I was telling her, like, it's so funny because I was talking about how we see Protect Your Heart everywhere. Like, I mean, I live in the city, and obviously it's everywhere I go because it's such a great message, and you find the stenciling everywhere. And it has gone global. I mean, not just here and the West Coast. It's gone international, hasn't it?
Yes, it's making its way around the world, and is a good thing, and I'm definitely grateful for that, and the effect that it has on people. I think that's a great thing as well.
So let's dive into that. How did you kind of come up with it? Where did this come from?
Oh, man. Well, for one thing, besides being an artist, I'm a spiritual guidance individual. Like, I help people with their energy, per se. I consult a lot of people, and I meditate a lot. And through my meditative process, it was all planned out. I actually needed to figure out the kind of words or the words that I needed to actually express this thing, this importance to the heart, to the important way. Actually, it was more about the importance to people's energy, to your inner self, to your higher self. And the mm-hmm. heart was the things that was brought to my attention as far as one. It was weird. I can't even explain it. It came through meditation. It just hit me one day, and it was just like, okay, those words are perfect. I'm going to use them. It was just one of those things. And since then, everything about me has been happening like that. Where they come from, I don't know. It's just those things that I'm in tune with, and it hit me, and I just run with them. And that's just how I move. I think that's that.
I love that. I mean, I'm very spiritual, too, and I think that sometimes, like, you know, God just kind of gives you messages, and, like, you just have to trust it and go with it, because a lot of people, I think, have those, like, these great ideas and, you know, just wonderful, like, magic and dreams in them, but they don't trust it. And I think it's really important that you just went with it, because now you're seeing, like, everyone is able to feel the global effect it has, you know. And like I said, like, I live in the city, and I see it all the time, and I always look at it, I'm like, that is just, it's so great. And it's nice to see that it's spread beyond here, because, you know, New York is a great place for art, and, you know, it is a very artistic city, but it's great that it's spread just globally, and I absolutely love that, and I love the way that it came to you. So have you always been artistic since you were little? Like, I feel like, because I always wonder, like, with artists, like, how do you do it? Because I'm not, listen, I can't draw anything. I think the only thing creative is, like, my voice.
No, here's the funny thing.
I always wonder,
me,
like, how do you do it?
No, here's the thing with me. I kind of was, but not skillfully artistic, where it was like, oh, yeah, I know how to draw the best, but artistic, where I just wanted to do all sorts of creative stuff, whether I know how to do it or not. So I was more on that level. But when it came to, like, me and my art right now, I literally took a good 2-3 years and learned a lot of stuff that I know how to do now. Like, I went to the University of YouTube, and you can kind of learn a lot on the University of YouTube. So a lot of skillful things that people learn are either from other artists or just by themselves practicing, or with me, that's how it worked for me, or I just learned it on YouTube. Some people are born with a gift. Some people go to school for it. I created it. And it was created, and, like, because it was needed, because at the moment I needed a way to express this energy thing that I was feeling and couldn't really put no words to it. And the only way I was able to articulate a lot of that stuff was when I was in that space of creating. So my art mm-hmm. came from that space of just being able to meditate. And everything is all based on meditation. Everything was based on learning how to quiet your mind, learning how to control what's in your head, learning how to understand where things that are in your head come from, learning how to understand your heart vibration and what your heart says, and how to move based on these vibes that you get, how to listen to these vibes and what they mean. Like, I went in and studied a lot of that about myself. And through that process, I wanted to show people that it's not that difficult, that the journey that people trying to get to every day, like, okay, the journey is like, okay, I just want to, you know, I go to school, I come out of college, I want a good job and a good house and a good family, and then that'll be the end of life. I'm like, no, that's not the life journey. Life journey is more like going inside and learning about yourself and finding yourself and evolving within that self that you are and becoming better every day within that self. That's what life is really about. So I wanted to express that to people, but my way, and this is my way.
Definitely. I love that. Yeah, and you're right, because, you know, people, I think, will never really take the time to quiet their mind because there's so many outside voices constantly knocking in of saying, you know, this is how you're supposed to do it, or this is the right path. And, you know, we're definitely going to get more into this. We'll be right back on the Girlfriend Network with Uncut. We are going to our next song, which is Balance by Platinum and Kiana Mariah.
Yeah. It'll bring you out the darkness. It'll bring you out the darkness. It'll bring you out the darkness. Yeah. Only feelings of a manic. My couple running over. Come take a sip out the chalice. Yeah, fuck the job, fuck the lows. I'm moving past it. Yeah, these demons glancing, trying to bring me malice. I channel energy into the pieces of my palace.
It was so hard to realize. It all came as a surprise. Where all my demons reside.
Looking at me, and what do you see? I'll tell you. Strong black girl, fuck the shit up, no capping. Working hard to be that next me. No lie, trying to be no one but me. My team's small, but my goal's tight. In my skin, nowhere else that I feel right.
It'll bring you out. Out the darkness, when the times are toxic and the days are hardest. From the light I'm farthest, but I'll shine regardless. Fingers high, feeling right, living life, feel the vibe, oh yeah. Day and night in the vibes, on the grind, living life, oh yeah. Very alive in my mind, taking time, I'm trying to find.
Looking to do an internship at a radio station? Well, we here at the Love Zone USA would like to hear from you. We're looking for interns to assist in our production and marketing departments. If you're interested, email your resume to thelovezoneusa@gmail.com. Again, that's thelovezoneusa@gmail.com. Talk to you later.
Welcome back, Girlfriend Network. This is your wonderful host, Karishma, and I am here with the amazing artist, Uncut. Uncut, how are you? Are you on the line?
Yes, Karishma. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. You know what I mean? You got the right vibration set. I'm on cloud nine right now. I'm super excited. So I want to jump into you. So, you know, we were talking about how you're really into meditation and you feel that you know, quieting the mind is super important to kind of connect and get those creative juices flowing. So how long have you been meditating for, and what would you recommend to others that are just kind of trying it? Because it's not easy. It's hard.
It's not hard. That's number one. The first thing you do, the first thing you're going to do is not set yourself up for failure. Number one. Number two, we have to understand where we stand with everything. From you saying it's hard, that means you don't feel like you stand in a space, in a place of control, in a place of power. That means you think that something else is in the way of you having control over this shit, and it's now not the case. So first is definitely getting people out of the mindset of mm-hmm. of putting themselves in that bucket, in that hole where they don't belong. Yeah, we all super high in everything, vibration, energy, and everything. So we need to speak from that space. So number one, there's no can't. There's no I don't know. None of that shit should ever come. Those things have to be eradicated from your whole vocabulary and thought process, because when you think that things have to be a certain way for it to work, there's a many stuff, set limitations on those things. So that's number one. Number two, yo, let me tell you the thing about me and meditation, dogs. I had the opportunity. That's what I could say, because it wasn't something that I planned out to do. I had the opportunity to find myself in a space for about two and a half to three years where I was away from civilization, and I was able to meditate every day on the day. And I'm talking about different meditations, different practices, different everything. That allowed me to spend so much time inside. And it was every time you go inside, you go deeper, because consistency allows you to stay in a space. So I was in that space for about 2 years, which allowed me to really, really disconnect with my physical self. And after that process, I was able to come back into civilization. And then this whole thing started after that.
Wow. So, okay, that's okay. So tomorrow morning, now, I will not say it's difficult.
No, it's not. You're going to say it's not. You could easily say it's not easy. You could say it's not easy, because at least easy is in the sentence, and at least you know that soon it will be easy. But at least you know
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it may not be easy now, but it will soon. It's like riding a bike. It's not easy, but
right.
it gets easy, you know what I'm saying? So your mind is already telling you that there's more to come. But when you shut the doors down and say, oh, I can't, you're shutting doors down. So your mind is not even trying to foresee nothing for the future for you. You're shutting your own self down. But when you create, when you talk in a way where there's no, there's like a longevity aspect to what you're talking. That's how creation is created. So you have to talk things into existence. So the doors of possibilities have to stay open at all times.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's amazing. And I think that's great advice, especially for all our listeners. And I'm going to take it too, because I think you're right. Like, I always set myself up because I'm always like, oh, you know what? It's too difficult. So like, let me not even try. And it is something that I know people that are like, you know, devout with their meditation, and they just are always so much at peace, and just, you know, it's amazing. So this is something I'm definitely going to try. I'm going to take all your advice and definitely do so. So, you know, I also want to talk about, so you keep your identity pretty hidden, right? So when you do interviews, when you're out, kind of cover your face. And so why is that? Is that part of protecting your energy from others?
Yeah. It is really that. It's protecting identity, protecting your energy, protecting just everything. And you know what's funny? It's two things when it comes to people and doing what I do. People look up to me, which is a good thing. But I want people to look up to themselves. So one of the things I wanted to do is take myself out of the picture while they marinate over the school check your heart thing. And I may not even have to ever be in the picture. I don't want to be nobody's point person and like, oh yeah, you're the celebrity, you're my hero, or you're my whatever. What do you call that shit? Role model. I think we all have the ability to do great, and I want people to find that within themselves. If they have to find me within themselves, then that's just what they got to do. They got to do that. But my identity is my identity. To me, when I decided to do this shit right here, I knew that I was going to give my all to this shit, and I just wanted to have something to myself. I need something to myself. I need something to myself. Need something to myself. And I can't give them everything. It wouldn't be fair to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, I feel safe for myself. I feel safe. I feel protected, you know? And that's just a personal thing, you know? And like, when you can't see my face, you have... Here's another dope shit, too. When I meet people, right? People that's scared of me with my mask on, okay, they can't read energy. That means they see things and they do what they see, so I can't deal with them. But people, and I meet people, and they can read my energy. Number one, you have nothing to talk to me about when you can't see my face but energy shit. Or you can talk to me about what you can't see. But when people get to see you and they get to analyze you, they have too much to work with physically. So you kind of have to take away a lot of that shit so they can stay inside. And sometimes I want people to be in that space where they acknowledge the energy and the more they acknowledge me.
Wow. That's gold right there. And I love it because, exactly like you said, like there's certain things that you really have to keep for yourself just to, you know, make sure that you're taking care of yourself always as well. And that's why I love so much about the message, because protect your heart can mean so many things, and it does mean so many things on so many different levels, because it's always about, like, I feel like when I think about it, it's like definitely being out here and always still being gracious, but making sure that you protect yourself so you don't ever get bitter. And I feel like that's, you know, protect your heart, that message, like, everyone can interpret to mean something personal, and everyone can attach a story to it. And I think that's why it's become such a global movement, really. Do you ever think that you would reveal your identity? Do you think that there's any, that would ever be a part of it where you would just kind of take the mask off and reveal your identity to the world?
Shit, that was funny. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I know. I didn't mean to say it so dramatic. I don't...
Yeah, it was fucking dramatic.
I
as hell. I had to laugh at this shit. She's like, are you ever going to reveal yourself to the world? No, I don't know, man. But, like, to be honest with you, this is all based on growth to me. And if my growth mm-hmm. allows that, then I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't call it. There's people that know what I look like. You know? There's a lot of people that know what I look like. Your producer know what I look like. I know her before all of this.
Right. No, but, you know, still, you never know. Like, when people, like, just are doing the general search and they're like, oh, you know, we want to know everything about it. And I get it, because people become kind of, you know, fan crazy and obsessed, and they go, you know, all over with it. But, you know, hey, you don't have to know. That's a great part of it. You know, that was just a question to see, but I love the reaction I got, so it was a lot of fun.
This is everyday thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm so happy that you were able to come on the show, and thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to be here. I know you're really busy, and we really appreciate you at the Girlfriend Network, so thank you so much. But if you could just reintroduce all your social media to maybe some late listeners, so that way they know where to find you. In only online, they know where to find you, and, you know, can
yes,
see all
the
amazing
Uncut Art, UNCUTTART. Actually, what's crazy is on my Uncut Art page, because I got like two pages, or maybe three, maybe four. Anyway, I can't keep track. I have on my IG TV, I have a couple of lectures and stuff that I've good 10-minute good talk that people should listen to on the way to work or just whenever, because there's definitely a lot of dope jewels in there that I'll be dropping. They should definitely listen out for that. And and follow me on social media, on whatever. Follow me for you, not for me. People are like, yo, you know what? I post for you. Don't post for me. Post for you. Follow me for you and what you're going to get out of it. Because some people get it twisted. They think that it's your social media for them. And I'm like, no. It's not for you. It's for me. Like, my friends, like, why are you not following me? I'm like, because I don't need to see your stuff on my page. My page is for art. And if it's not art, I don't want to see it. People forget that your social media is for you. So, yeah, if you think that what I'm saying is beneficial to you and your day, yeah, you should follow, because there's going to be a lot more of this shit to come. And that's that.
Perfect. And if that's not enough for our listeners, they can also catch you on Netflix on She's Gotta Have It, right?
Ooh,
so
yeah, catch me on Netflix.
You didn't think we were going to talk a little show without mentioning it.
No, I thought it was over. Yeah, you know what's funny? I'm coming back for next season. You know what? I can't say that, man. I'm not. I'm going to take that back. I'm supposed to keep that on the low until I'm confirmed. Well, yes, but it's a very possibility, because my character was a stable character, and I'm definitely grateful that Spike took a chance with me, and he's still taking a chance with me. And we do have a lot of other things that we're working on, film-wise. I got my solo art show that I'm working on within the next couple of weeks. Follow my social media to find out about it. I would love, you guys better be there. It's going to be somewhere in Manhattan. You guys better be at my art show. I'm talking about Miss Host and Miss Hostess. And I have a couple of good things coming up, so you just follow my social media and find out.
Wonderful. And we hope to have you back on the show so you can talk about all the exciting things that you have coming up. And I really hope we get to chat again soon. But until then, Uncut, I will just think of you every time I see Protect Your Heart on my way to work, on the sidewalks, all over. And, yeah, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
Okay, great. Do that tag me and I'll definitely post it.
Perfect. Take care. Have a great week.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, listeners. What a great show. Thanks again to Uncut for being on the air. And thank you to my amazing team. I love you, Nicone, Denise, and y'all are the best. So to everyone, have a wonderful week. And until next Monday, we'll be back on the Girlfriend Network right here on the Love Zone USA.
Get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. 'Cause all of my kindness is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days to fry. An optimist. Sun was shining, I'm positive. Then I heard you was talking trash. Hold me back, I'm about to spaz. Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday. Jail tonight. Promise you'll pay my bail. Today won't buy my pride. But that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. Dance till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me. Oh, that's all I want. 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. Just trying to make it back home by Monday morning.
Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone.
Yeah, yeah. I don't wanna put no pressure on ya. I just wanna put a blessing on ya. Since our last undressing session, I'm not really sure if you've been checking. I'm progressing. I just heard my songs are popping out in Macedonia and even Serbia. I don't mean to burden you. If you got a man since then, I understand. Last thing I want to do is get you jammed. Especially if he's a fan. He probably never want to hear my shit again. And I need every single sound scan. But if you single and you down, then I'm in your town feeding for another round. I was counting down the days. Been more patient than a Browns fan. Where that chip at?
probably on your shoulder, cause I forgot to hit back, left you on red. Apologies I said, but often never meant, what said I repent, for message never sent now.
Hello stranger, it's been a minute since we last kissed. By the way, just got in town, and I won't let cumulus clouds all in the sky ruin my vibe. Usually I don't do this often, but since recruiting isn't an option due to unusual rain and thunder, baby, I wonder, baby, I wonder, would you just put your sweats on, put your sweats on for me? Yeah, yeah. 'Cause I got the plug, I made the call for green. Mm-hmm. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't hesitate, no, don't you. Just say you will, will. Stranger, babe's been waiting. Just as I recall, that ass is still amazing. I'm playing, baby.
No.
I'm saying, baby, you love it, but you know I'm crazy. So go ahead and pour a drink up. I'm so glad we got to link up. Yeah. Get to taking that off of me. Yeah. I got the plug, I made the call for green. Mm-hmm. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't make me wait, no, don't you. Mm-hmm. Just say you will, will, will. Come through and chill, chill.
In case my lack of reply had you catching them feelings, know you've been on my mind like Kaepernick kneeling, or police killings, or Trump saying slick shoot, manipulating poor white folks because they ignorant, blind to the struggles of the ones that got the pigment. Lately I've been stressing because it seems so malignant. I need to feel your essence in my presence if you with it. I guarantee you won't regret you did it.
Well, well.